Close your eyes. Take some good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing process in the body. Because the breath is not just the air coming in and out through the nose, but it's the whole movement of energy through the body that allows the rib cage to expand, the lungs to expand, then deflate. Where do you feel that energy? Focus your attention there. Then ask yourself, does the long breathing feel good? If it does feel good, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. Make it shorter or shallow, heavier, lighter, deeper, faster or slower. See what rhythm of breathing feels best for the body right now. You want to anchor yourself right here. This is where all the important things in life are happening, the choices you're making right now. So you want to make them clearly. Today's the first day of the rains. Of course, there's not much rain here in California this time of year, but it is the time where we settle down. The community of monks is going to stay here for the next 3 months. It's an opportunity for them to, one, accelerate their practice, and two, learn from one another. Of course, the best way to learn from one another is first to get along well. The Buddha sets out 6 principles for getting along together. And they're good principles for lay people to think about as well. First 3 principles have to do with goodwill. You treat one another with goodwill in your physical deeds, your words, and your thoughts. Think of the happiness of one another and wish for the happiness of one another. Whatever you do, even when you're criticizing someone else, do it with goodwill. That way the criticism is more likely to be accepted because it's coming from a good place. If it's coming from anger or ill will, nobody's going to accept that kind of criticism. So treat one another with goodwill. Notice the Buddha could have just said, have goodwill for another, but he emphasizes it again and again. Goodwill in your thoughts, goodwill in your words, goodwill in your deeds. That's half of the principles that he sets out for living together well. So it all begins with goodwill. Next 2 principles are your views and your precepts. When our precepts are all the same, we're holding to high standards of the precepts. When our views are all right, it's very easy to get along. It's when our views go off in different directions. Some people are observing the precepts, some people are not observing the precepts. It's really hard to live together. But when everybody's on the same board with the precepts, on the same board with the right view, then we can live together well. Now the principle is that when you get something special, you share it. This is what creates a sense of fellowship, a sense of mutual well-being, that we're here for one another's true happiness. We're not just in one another's way. When you embody these 6 principles, goodwill in your thoughts, words, deeds, sharing any special gains you get, virtues, views that are in line with the noble principles, then it's a beneficial time to be together. Even though it's not as quiet as it can be sometimes when there are very few people, still, the fact that everyone's working together with a common goal, with a common set of principles, means that we can help one another, and our living together actually becomes a help along the path and not a hindrance. So keep these principles in mind for lay people. They're good principles for lay people as well. We see the conflict in society right now, and it comes from the fact that people don't have goodwill for another. They don't share what special gains they get. Their views and their precepts are all over the place. No wonder people are at each other's throats. But we don't have to be at one another's throats along with them. We can create a community where we are, holds to these principles. And then it's a good community to be with. Reminds you why the human race can be a good place to be.